This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Richard Bradbury. Over there is David Bury.
Hello.
Over here is Adeline Chung.
Hello. No, it's Chung.
I know.
Get it right.
I
was
you were almost there.
I did it on purpose.
No, you went from Chung and you had to go for Ong.
Yeah. In the background, as usual, is, of course, the wonderful Brendan. There you go. Let's just have Brendan's laugh. Let's just. There we go. Brendan, thank you for joining us on the show again. Have you taken your photograph yet? The guest is not in yet. All right, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, as Brendan's just mentioned, we do have a guest this evening, as we do every night. Tonight, it's Miss Universe Malaysia.
2015.
Yes. 2015. What's wrong with me tonight?
Are you excited?
Too many pretty girls in 1 week.
I know.
It's enough for this poor man's heart. Vanessa Tevi, of course, will be joining us in the studio a little bit later on. If you want to get in touch with the show,
you can tweet us at tweet us. Tweet us at BFMTTON or BFM Radio. You can message us at 0162019000.
Well done, David.
Ooh, you got a compliment there, David.
Do I get a cookie as well?
No.
Yeah, you won after the show.
Great.
This sounds a bit weird. Anyway, of course, it is a giveaway night tonight, as it is every night. Our friends over at Zalora.
Yes, Zalora. Today's giveaway will be is from Zalora. So you can stand a chance to win a 40 ringgit voucher. All you have to do is answer this question. The question is, Zalora are present in Singapore, Indonesia, Malaysia and Brunei, at the Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam and Hong Kong. So they've recently announced a future venture into which other country? All you have to do is head over to the website thattimeofnight.com, answer the question, fill in the blurb and you could be a lucky winner. And on top of that, Zalora is also offering a 15% off on all their customers for those who use the promo code BFM Zalora.
Have you got a bit of a cold?
Because
you sound like
it's quite cold.
A little bit like that. Anyway, it is of course Wednesday. Oh, nearly Wednesday, the 6th of May.
Happy Hump Day!
Happy Hump Day! You've got some little things that you wanted to share, right?
Yes, I do. I do. So, what day is today again?
It is the 6th.
It's the 6th. So, 61 years ago, that's 1954.
Well done,
Roger Bannister, which is a 25-year-old British medical student, becomes the first man to run a mile in less than 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm, the 4-minute mile.
Yeah, and today's also George Clooney's birthday.
Oh, wow.
That seems way more important.
And Sigmund Freud as well.
Sigmund Freud's birthday today.
Yeah, he's known for analyzing his patient's dreams. I'm pretty much sure most of you would know who he is, right?
He's a bit of a weirdo as well. Yeah.
He did very well for the advertising.
Yeah.
For the advertising industry, he did very well.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we are going to take a very short break whilst we have a song, some advertisements and that kind of stuff. Stick around. Vanessa will be joining us very, very shortly. So don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is, of course, that time of night. I'm Richard Bradbury.
I'm David Bury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
During the break, we managed to sneak somebody into the studio other than Brendan. It is, of course, Miss Universe Malaysia, Vanessa Tevi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys.
Newly
Hello.
Crowned, huh?
Yes.
How does that feel?
Very nice, very good, very new.
Is it a heavy crown?
Yeah, pretty much, actually. It's quite heavy.
Right. Do you get to keep the crown?
Yeah, do you get to?
Well, it's my crown for a year until next year.
So you kind of rent it for a year almost.
No, it's mine.
It's yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
You sound very protective.
It's mine.
Yes,
mine.
So,
do you get to take it home? Do you put it like in a shelf or something?
No. I just brought my ring home. You know, the
you
one from Ceres? Yeah.
I heard it cost 27,000 ringgit.
Right. Ah.
Wow.
See, I do my research, you see. 27,000
ringgit. Well done, Richard.
Ah. How heavy is that? You walk around like with one hand kind of limp?
No. But it's really pretty.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't wear it though.
I wouldn't wear it either.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear it.
Okay, so what we're going to do, Vanessa, is we're going to talk about some little stories that we've seen around the internet.
Okay.
We call it News from Page 2.
Okay.
The silly stories, feel free to jump in and comment. There's some you might think, what the heck are they talking about?
Okay.
But that's okay. That's how we kind of like it, right?
All right.
So we're going to jump right in and we're going to start off with News from Page 2.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
David, you have a story for me, right?
I do. We go all the way to Kentucky.
Oh.
All right. So in Kentucky, Josh Lewis was making a delivery from a pizzeria to a hospital emergency room. So when he reached the hospital, he got out of his car, he took the pizzas, and then suddenly he was stabbed by someone. And then after he was stabbed, the guy got into Josh's car and drove off. So that's number one. The second thing is that Josh picked up the pizzas after being stabbed, walked into the emergency room and said, "Hi, I have a pizza delivery for you," and then collapsed on the floor.
Oh my God.
Hero pizza guy delivers his pizza despite being stabbed.
Exactly. Wow.
Did he get a tip?
I'm not really sure.
No, did the guy send him to the hospital?
No, he was delivering. He was delivering the pizza to the hospital.
And then, right.
Yeah. So it's
did
actually.
Anyone help him?
Well, actually, this is what I was actually thinking to myself. I'm like, wow, this robber was actually really considerate because he robbed him right next to the hospital. It's like in his mind, he's going, yeah, I'm going to stab someone and rob a car today. I should do it next to the hospital so that guy doesn't have to worry about transportation anymore. So you know, ethically, you know, is it actually a good thing? You know,
Stabbing someone and robbing someone is not a good thing.
Let's just say if someone was to rob someone, wouldn't it be
good?
But
he's got good planning.
Yeah,
he's got
in a hospital. You know what I'm saying? Why not?
Good planning. We're talking about a guy who stabbed somebody outside of a hospital. He wasn't even hungry. He didn't even steal the pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
He wanted a car.
Well, he wanted a car, yeah.
Yeah, which is much better than a pizza. And there's probably pizza in the car anyways.
There probably is.
Yeah.
Probably more than one, in fact.
Exactly.
And so they'll still be warm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, stabbing pizza man. No, we don't like that. Okay, I got a story then about chimpanzees. Do you want to hear a story about chimpanzees?
Yeah.
You know when you get bored sometimes? You remember those reality TV shows? There was one called The Apartment. There was one called Big Brother or something else. And you sit and you watch it for hours. And all you're really watching it for is to see how people behave, right?
Yes.
You want to know how they're going to react and what kind of stuff they're going to do. Well, if you're really, really bored, you can go and watch chimpanzees online.
Who want to watch chimpanzees online?
For 7,000 hours.
What?
They have filmed a whole bunch of chimpanzees for 7,000 hours.
No. Where is this again?
It's online. It's for this project called Chimp and See. Clever, right? Chimp and See. So what you do is you log onto this website, and what they're doing it for is to kind of look at how chimpanzees behave.
Mm-hmm.
Because they think that looking at chimpanzees' behavior can kind of give us an idea as to how early humans behaved.
Oh.
So for 7,000 hours, you can decide whether or not people are born a pain in the butt or if they take time to develop being a pain in the butt. I think it's quite an interesting
Imagine
story.
Imagine the person whose job is to actually watch 7,000 hours.
Right?
Dude, seriously.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've done it across 15 different countries across Africa. They're looking at stuff like their hair, all different stuff. They're looking at, you might like this, they're looking at the chimp's poop as well, David. You know, I know you have a thing recently for poops. And
really,
I just had one story about poo yesterday.
Do you want to share?
We shared it yesterday. It was basically that there's some beers that have a lot of poo in it.
Mm.
What?
That's just disgusting. Yeah.
There was a story that said there were some beards that were found to have more bacteria in than some toilets.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Right?
Poo bacteria. The same bacteria from poo. Yeah.
So next time you see those hipster fellas with the beards, just beware.
Just beware, don't touch.
All right. Adeline, what
do you got? Finally, my story. So this relates to the story that you talked about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's about bodybuilders. So this dude, he collapsed with a suspected case of blood loss to the brain caused by wearing a t-shirt smaller than the size for him.
What?
Wait,
This guy, his name is Cathal Hennessy. Just call him Hennessy, okay? So he's from Midland. So he's an avid bodybuilder,
right?
Who trains several times a week to achieve his impressively bulked up psyche.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one day he was rushed to the hospital after he was collapsed with a suspected case of blood loss. And then the onlookers described him as being incredibly pale in the face while having arms that were going purple. And then he then collapsed.
It's a good job he didn't buy the wrong pair of underpants, is all I can say.
And apparently he was wearing a Transformers t-shirt suitable for kids aged 9 to 12.
Whoa!
Okay.
That's tiny.
When he began to feel dizzy while waking up and then down and walking up and down the street looking at himself at the windows.
Wow.
Actually, my question is, who carried him?
Yeah,
the car.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't know.
But I remember you saying you've bought some of your t-shirts from the children's department.
Last time.
No, but he's small. But this guy, I saw his picture, is pretty bulky.
It's pretty big.
Yes, yeah, pretty big.
Okay, very quickly, how can people get in touch with the show?
You can tweet us at BFMTTON or BFM Radio, or you can message us at 016-201-9000.
And then for giveaway, today is from Zalora. Stand a chance to win a 40 ringgit voucher. All you have to do is answer this question. Zalora are present in Singapore, Indonesia, Malaysia and Brunei, the Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam and Hong Kong. So they've recently announced a further venture into which other country. Head over to our website, thattimeofnight.com, answer the question, fill in the blurb and you could be a lucky winner. And on top of that, Zalora is also offering 15% off to all the customers who uses the promotion code BFMZalora. So just go to their website, www.zalora.com.my, and you can start shopping.
Right, so that, of course, was news from page two. Now then, I suppose we ought to talk to our guest.
Yes.
You know, she's been sat here nice and patiently.
I think Brandon has just been oogling her this whole time.
Oogling. Yeah. That's like ogling, but with more O's.
Yeah.
Right.
You say
oogling. Oogling. Yeah. Brandon, do you want to say hello? No?
Hi.
Hi. He's going all shy, shy. Okay. So then, Vanessa.
Yes.
I can't say how long have you been doing this, but I know you wanted to enter the contest before, right?
Yes, I did. I did sign up in the year of 2012, but you know, I was still really young at that time. I felt like I really didn't know myself any better, so I kind of pulled out after I got called back for the first round.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I also had plans to go to the UK, so I was more interested in that and, like, you know, building my own personality and, you know, just finding myself. So that's why I left. And then
you waited a while.
Yeah, when I graduated I was like, you know, I probably have this time to go, you know, give this another shot. So that's when I signed up for it again.
So how much hard work is it now? I mean, you were saying you had a very busy schedule, right?
Yeah,
now.
It's really busy. And especially for me, because, you know, this whole industry is just really new. But that doesn't mean that it's bad. It's just that I have to, like, you know, learn 10 times faster than everyone else because, you know, I'm really fresh. But it's also really good because, like, basically everything's just new and, you know, nothing's overlapping each other. And it all makes sense. Like, nothing, you know, sounds ridiculous or anything like that. But, yeah, it's been really hectic, but very, very nice.
And you moved down from Seremban, right?
Yes, yeah.
So is this your first time living in KL?
No, I actually studied in Talis.
Oh, okay.
So when I was here for my diploma, I stayed in KL for about 2 years. And actually, as a kid, I used to come up very often to KL because all my family are here. I'm the only, like, our family is the only family in Seremban, so every family occasion will be in KL.
Do you miss it? Do you miss Seremban?
Yes, I do. And I don't know, it's like this small town thing. Like, me and my school friends, like, we would go, like, look forward to going home every weekend and just, like, gathering up every Friday.
Seremban is not too far away.
Yeah,
it's
not.
And it's not small anymore. It's huge.
It's huge, right?
Yeah, it's growing, but, you know.
Seremban 2,
Seremban
1.
That's where I live.
In fact, I think some of the realtors here in KL are trying to sell you parts of Seremban and say it's still part of KL.
Yeah.
Right?
You know,
yeah.
Really?
Well, they kind of pretend anyway, don't they? So you must have a really good support team behind you then. How does that work? Do they call you at like 8 a.m. saying you need to be here, you need to do this, get ready, get dressed?
Yeah, kind of. Like, they call me every... Like, for example, after I got crowned, Carrie called me the first thing in the morning. The next day, she's like, how are you feeling? You know, are you okay? And I was like, oh my God, this is real, you know, because, like, it didn't feel real at all, to be honest. Like, you know, you have a crown on your head and you're just in shock. Like, nothing hit me until I actually saw my, you know, face on the front cover of the newspaper. Then I was like, okay, that's me.
It's happened. It's me.
Yeah, that's me.
And how do your friends feel about it?
I mean, they're all so excited. They were so excited and so proud. But at the same time, you know, for them, I'm just Vanessa. I'm just going to be like Vanessa to them. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe you're Miss Universe Malaysia.
Why not?
You're just Vanessa, you know, to us. Yeah.
Do you have like old friends coming out that you haven't seen in a long time suddenly asking, hey, remember Mia?
Yeah,
I think one of them is Grace, one of our colleagues.
Really?
She came to me, she's like, hey, do you want to meet my uni mate? I'm like, who? Like, Vanessa. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. She called me. She was like, I'm working at BFM. Do you want to come in for an interview? I was like, yeah, sure. Okay, Grace. Wait, which Grace?
Oh.
So many Grace. Like, so many Grace. But I love you, Grace.
Kind of embarrassing, though.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, we're going to be right back, though. We just have to take a very short break. We've got some messages coming up, a couple of songs. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back. And we're back. It is, of course, that time of night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. I'm Richard Bradbury. Over there is David Bury.
Hello.
Over there is Adeline Chung. What are you giggling at? What are you giggling at?
Nothing. About you. I'm Adeline Chung, by the way. And we have Vanessa Turvey in the house.
We do. Yeah. It's got warm in here. Mm-hmm. What's going on? Oh, we have something.
You're a bit flustered.
There's an insect running around in the studio. It's not exactly what we need right now. No. Things are going a little crazy. Shall I switch off these microphones so you can scream?
I kind of need a picture of this right now.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have some kind of insect in the studio. It's a crisis. But if you want to get in touch with the show, please do drop us a tweet. You can get us at BFMTTON. And of course, if you want to call us or drop us an SMS at 016-201-9000. There you go. Adeline.
Yes.
Did you kill it?
Did you kill it?
So it's still around.
You get pet it on the phone if you kill it, you know.
No, I didn't kill it.
Right.
So we have a giveaway today. It's from Zalora.
But before we do that, we should probably announce the winner from yesterday's competition.
Oh, it's true. It's the Lunch Club Asia.
Yeah. So congratulations to Jit Kwang Lop. You received an email today. Please.
Did he? What if he didn't?
I hope he did.
Okay.
Maybe we should give him a call.
Yeah. Give him a call, David.
Why don't you give him a call?
Use your best radio voice.
I don't have a very good radio voice.
Okay.
You do, Richard.
Hello.
All right, so giveaway today is from Zalora. You can stand a chance to win a 40 ringgit voucher. All you have to do is answer this question. Zalora are present in Singapore, Indonesia, Malaysia and Brunei, the Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam and Hong Kong. So they've recently announced a further venture into which other country? All you have to do is head over to our website, thattimeofnight.com, answer the question and fill in the blurb. And on top of that, Zalora is also offering a 15% off to all the customers by using using the promo code BFM Zalora.
That sounded difficult for you then. Did you have problems?
No, I'm just... No,
you've been shocked because of the
she's
thing
worried about the bug. Yeah. Vanessa just now was just like looking around the floor. She's like, where's that bug?
You know what's funny?
She's trying not to scream.
On every show I went for, they were like trying to scare us with bugs. But this show, there's no bugs on purpose. And one just shows up. It's like, oh my God.
We it's only the best of the best here, Vanessa. You know?
Right. Let's keep it cool.
Okay, yeah. So what have you gotten lined up next then? How's your week, your month panning out? What's kind of coming up next?
So let's go by week, okay? For this week, every morning, I think almost every morning, I have a gym session with Daily Muscles and Kimmy Yap. Yeah, they're amazing.
Daily Muscles.
Yes, Daily Muscles. They like push me every time. And it's really fun. So if anyone's like, you know, interested in going for a boot camp, you know, and stuff, you know, if you don't want to work out alone and you want a bunch of people to work out with, like it's a really great place to start, you know, just moving and doing all this fun stuff. Other than that, I also have a fashion show to go for tomorrow. It's the Jovian Fashion Show with Zalora, and it's going to be in D-Pack.
Handy, that. I was sponsored for the show.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Somebody might say it's a coinkydink. Okay, carry on.
Yeah, what else do I have? I have a training next week with Carrie herself, and just study, you know, what can I improve on, and... you know, just see how can we progress further.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Stuff like that.
Do you like study your competition, like Miss Brazil and
Miss Harry? How do I take it down?
It's like her weakness is here. Take her down now.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. But what's the secret?
I think you know, in whatever you do in life, the most important thing is to be very comfortable in your own skin. Then, you know, whatever competition that comes your way, it really won't bug you so much because, you know you've got whatever bullets you have, you know, to win the war. So, yeah, just be yourself, be the best version of yourself. I think that's the secret, actually, to just...
So what about these people that kind of pull beauty pageants down and they say it's nothing but a meat market, blah, blah, blah? You must have heard this 100 times, right?
Yeah.
What kind of response do you have to them? And people who are detracting, saying, this girl shouldn't have been Miss Universe Malaysia, whatever. What do you say to them?
What do I say to them?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
in the nicest possible way, I'm sure.
Wait, to which one?
Either. Pick one. Okay, let's start with the people who don't like beauty pageants.
Right. Well, personally, the whole reason I joined this beauty pageant is because I've seen so many, you know, amazing women come up from the pageant, you know, all really confident with themselves and, you know, just bring themselves up as, you know, a really big person, you know, they have so much to offer and stuff like that. And that just, you know, pushes you. And I think it's a personal choice. Like, if you don't fancy something, like, you can have your own opinions. But yeah, that's, you know, that's that. Like,
that's that.
Yeah, just
right.
Let them be.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we have to do this thing where we have to play around with this thing called Smarty Pants. Right?
Okay.
I told you about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where we're going to ask you a bunch of questions, and you don't have to... If you can't answer the question, say skip. Move over it, right?
Okay.
So we have this little promo that Brendan made. Have a listen to this.
Smarty Pants. 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 Smarty Pants.
You like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody does. Nobody does. Mm-hmm. You can be very truthful.
Yeah. Right. So we have 30 questions, 3 minutes. Skip as many as you want. Answer as many as you possibly can. You only have to score one because Ezra Zaid, who is listening, only got one. our lead score is Bijou, who's on 17 points, right?
Over 13.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay, your 3 minutes start now.
Oh, my God.
Name the French cartoon skunk that is madly in love with the reluctant cat.
No, I don't know.
Okay, what is the world's most widely spoken native language?
English.
The term pulmonary relates to which organ?
Pulmonary? Lungs.
How many players make up a basketball team?
Five.
In Kipling's in Kipling's Jungle Book, what kind of animal was Ka?
Snake.
If dogs are canine and cats are feline, what would cows be?
Buffaloes?
What color were E.T.'s eyes?
Green? Gray?
How many consonants are there in the English alphabet?
21.
Which newspaper, once the biggest selling English language newspaper in the world, ceased publications in 2011?
Don't know.
The song A Spoonful of Sugar is taken from which film?
Popeye.
She was married to Tom Cruise for 11 years. Who is Nicole Kidman now married to?
She's married? I didn't know.
Which is the largest planet in our solar system?
Jupiter.
Which is the largest state in Peninsula Malaysia?
Wait, Pahang.
You went to SMK Putri in Seremban.
Yes.
Do you remember the school motto?
No, what is it?
In which year did Tun Dr. Mahathir bin Mohamad become Prime Minister?
1981.
If you checked the time on Big Ben, in which country would you be?
I don't watch Big Ben. Big Ben, London! Okay.
The cross between a lion and a tiger is called what?
A lion and a tiger? Don't know.
In which country is Kruger National Park?
Huh? Pause.
1 minute.
What is a crow? What is a group of crows called?
Eh? Pass.
Where on your body would you find the mandible?
Jaw.
In The Little Mermaid, what does Ariel trade to receive a pair of legs?
Voice.
What is the chemical formula sign for water?
H2O.
Off the coast of which continent is the Great Barrier Reef?
Australia! Woo!
In which city would you find Notre Dame Cathedral?
Paris! France!
In the board game Cluedo, what is the name of the colonel?
Colonel... I know this!
10 seconds.
Huh?
Who wrote the novel The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn? In the Harry Potter series, what is Dumbledore's first name?
Oh, and you're out of time.
Albus Dumbledore. Albus.
Oh, well done. Well done. Okay, I suppose.
I know that song. Oh my God, how many?
Adeline,
did I beat?
Can
wow.
you be topping up those scores for me? How do we do?
She's got 14.
14?
Whoa.
14.
Wow.
My word. Well done. Well done.
Woo.
Wow, that puts you in
second. Joint second.
Dr. Jason now has 14 as well.
Yeah, so wow. you're number two. Yeah.
Woohoo.
Wow. Yay. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We do have a very short break, and of course, we will be back in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. Fabulous block party there with Talons. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Richard Bradbury. Over there is David Bury.
Hello.
Over here is Adeline Chung, cockroach killer.
Hello, everyone.
And congratulations, Adeline, for killing that cockroach over
see
the
how
song.
You smack it?
Yeah.
You finally got it, right?
It's like, yes.
Bam! And of course, we have the freshly crowned Miss Universe Malaysia, Vanessa Tevi. Welcome to the show again.
Thank
and congratulations
you. Thank
on scoring
you.
14 points
yes.
in
Woo.
Our little quiz. What are you going to do with that? We don't have a crown to give you. We got no rings. We got no nothing.
It's okay.
No, she's going to be on scoreboard.
She's going to be on scoreboard.
Yeah.
Nothing beats the ring, though.
Nothing. No.
27. 27,000 ringgit.
Yeah.
I know.
What could we do with
get
that
a
money?
Car.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? I tell you what, after the show, why don't we pawn it in and we go
Hey, okay. Richard. Again.
Again.
What?
Again. What are you talking about?
Yesterday with Patricia.
Brendan, again. Say hello. There we go. Right, so we're almost out of time. We've got about 3 minutes of the show left. So I suppose we should probably do some facts, right?
Yeah.
No, why don't we go through them, some of these?
Oh, yes, that right. was what we was going to do. Yeah, go through some of the questions that you got wrong.
Yes.
Maybe
okay.
we should... Did you do the school motto one? The school motto that she got wrong? You mark that down as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, I'll okay. go to that. So, right. what is the world's most widely spoken native language? That's Mandarin. Mm-hmm. If dogs are canine and cats are feline, what would cows be? Bovine. The song A Spoonful of Sugar is taken from which film? That's Mary Poppins.
Right.
She was married to Tom Cruise for 11 years. Who is Nicole Kidman now married to? That's Keith Urban. Mm. So you went to SMK Putri in Seremban. Do you remember the school motto?
No.
It's quality teras kecemerlangan. That's quality compulsory to excel.
I think they changed it last
Are you time. Sure?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they did.
before we get into the facts, actually, uh-huh. I just wanted to ask, and this is really weird coming from me, but I have a reason, okay? Usually Adeline would be asking this question.
What?
No, what dress will you be wearing for the contest in China? Because last year, you had the Miss Malaysia Universe had a beautiful Borneo inspired.
That's because you're from Borneo. He wanted to ask, are you going to wear the Borneo outfit?
I think your dress should also be, again, inspired by Borneo. It's just lovely. It's magical.
I know, it's pretty.
Yeah,
but
there you go.
Do you get a choice to what you wear, or is it kind of...
Yeah, I think we get to pick. Like, I get to pick what I want to wear, but we haven't got to that part of the discussion
Well, when you do,
think
yet. Of Borneo. Think of Borneo.
Okay.
Yeah. Just right.
He's trying to say, think of David.
Right.
Right.
Yes, I don't mind
I
that.
Sure
think of
will,
me.
David.
Think of me, yes.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, 1.5 minutes. Give me your facts, please. David.
I'm sorry for doing this, actually. I should have picked another one. In China, women who remain unmarried until their late 20s are given the name leftover women.
Mm. What?
True.
No.
27 is that cutoff age, by the way. How old are you, Adeline? I'm joking. Don't answer that question.
Oh, my
12
God.
Years younger than you, Richard.
You killed a cockroach.
12 years.
You know what, Omen?
Yes, give me a fact.
If you yelled for 8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, you would have produced enough energy to heat 1 cup of coffee.
I knew that. Okay, I've got one for you. Cats, they sweat through their paws.
Ooh. I know that.
Remember that. Next time they're walking across your freshly mopped floor, remember that. He's sweating on my floor.
That's your fact?
Yeah.
That's it?
Okay, I've got another one. Do you want another one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, the dialing code of New York is 212. Do you know why it's 212? Because back in the olden days, when I was still a young boy, and you had those rotary phones, 212 was the fastest number you could dial.
What?
Do you miss those days?
No, I don't miss those days.
I used to use that kind of phone.
212.
Yeah, you're not that old.
So
I'm not that old, lad.
Yeah, see, I'm so nice to you.
Yeah, nice try. Anyway, thank you very much, Vanessa, for joining us on the show. Very quickly, we got the Zalora giveaway.
All right, for the Zalora giveaway, the question is, Zalora are present in Singapore, Indonesia, Malaysia and Brunei, the Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam and Hong Kong. So they've recently announced a further venture into which other country? Head over to the website thattimeofnight.com, answer the question and fill in the blurb, and you also get to just put in BFM Zalora and you get 15% off store wide.
Vanessa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good luck in the future.
Thank you very much.
Let us know how you get on, yeah?
Yes, most definitely.
Keep in touch, yeah?
Keep in touch. Keep in touch. You have, of course, been listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. We're going to play out with a little bit of Miles Kane. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.